It's a Keeper, Thursday, December 26th, day after Christmas. I was here yesterday, Jennifer. Where were you?
I was working, Dougie.
Working? And making a good meal for your family?
Yeah.
Is that what you were doing? Good for you.
How was the show? Was it fun? Did you have a great time?
I don't know if it was supposed to be a great time, but I'll give you the reaction of some of the people who were nice enough to leave comments on Facebook. Here's a Henry who said, Merry Christmas, Doug. Darla who said, Merry Christmas. Jean said, Merry Christmas, Doug. I enjoyed you being live this morning. Thank you. Michael
said, I enjoy you being alive every morning.
I'm glad to hear that. Very nice. Let's see here. Michael said, Merry Christmas to you, Doug, and to all of your crew on the radio and the farm. I hope you all have a happy and prosperous New Year. That's a ditto for everybody. We'll save those for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day because the program will be on the air live on New Year's. Whether Jennifer's here or not depends on what she does on New Year's Eve.
Exactly.
Let's see. Wendy McGrath said, Merry Christmas, Doug and crew. Bridget said, Merry Christmas to you and your fabulous staff. Love the show. Tambree, Merry Christmas to y'all. Linda Lipinski said, Merry Christmas, Doug. Teddy, merriest ever, Doug. Where is your puppy today? Well, actually, because I was in Los Angeles yesterday and I only went for the day, I didn't bring Charlotte with me. She was with my niece.
Looks like puppy was well taken care of, though, because I saw the picture with your niece, and Charlotte looked pretty happy.
Well, but Charlotte is, I took the cone off. She's not very happy about the cone, but she's over on the other side of the room, kind of, she's had that problem with her eye, and the cone is miserable, and there's something that's sort of started as a result of some kind of infection because of it. But I'm looking at her in her chair over there, and she's rubbing her eye where it kind of got rubbed raw. And I put some things on it, and I put some, actually, tea tree oil on it. Charlotte, stop! And so I'm not sure what I'm going to do about it, because I can't keep her away from the scratching and itching. Loretta said, Merry Christmas to you too, Doug. A great new year as well. Nancy Albright Soto said, Merry Christmas, Doug, and all. And to all the cows on the farm. Merry Christmas, Dudley, from Sharon Bitterman. Loved your show live this morning. Pretty much Brenda Lee said, Merry Christmas to you and the Good Day family. That was very nice. We certainly had her program.
Like the real Brenda Lee?
Real Brenda Lee.
She's my favorite.
Facebook friend. Gary Couts said, Merry Christmas. Marie Limestand said, Have a blessed Christmas, Doug and staff. You're the best show on the radio. Merry Christmas, Doug and friends. John McDonald said that. Jamie said, Merry Christmas to you, Doug. Show is awesome. Kelly French said, Merry Christmas to you. Joe said, Merry Christmas. Ken Stark, thanks for being unselfish today, Doug. Love your program. Now, about selfish or not, it was good for me. I felt good about being on the air. I feel good when I am in the situation of being able to share joy and fun. And frankly, I didn't know what kind of a day I was going to have myself. And I knew I was going to be happy to be with my daughter. And she made something kind of different and strange for breakfast yesterday.
What was it?
It was bread and eggs and
exactly what I had in a casserole.
Yeah.
With sausage?
No. No sausage, but because she knew I would need that.
Oh, please. You think you're a vegetarian except for the pork products.
I do not think I'm not. No, I've never claimed to be a vegetarian, never. I won't eat meat that comes from fowl or from my friends. Pigs are neither fowl nor are they my friends. So every once in a while
they never said a harsh word about you, though.
No.
So she had, like, the eggs with the bread. That's really yummy, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it was different. I'm not a big egg fan. As long as the eggs are done well, I'm okay.
Me too.
With it. But it's listen.
And then what? Well, besides the eggs.
Then we had a lot of fruit and that sort of thing. She loves mangoes, so there were mangoes all over the place. We opened up our stockings, and I got lots of little tchotchke things. And so, and they opened theirs. We had a couple of hour conversation, actually, about her mother and some things that I'd learned in an interesting reading that I had with someone who was good at understanding those who have passed.
Mm-hmm.
Good mediums are hard to find. I find them once in a while and get some really helpful information. So we shared that, had a few laughs about her mother and a few tears about her mother. And this is still even a couple of years after her leaving.
Course.
When you go to a day like Christmas and you have somebody that was as important in your life as your mother, or at least her mother was, with the two children And also, as it turns out with me, there was a great relationship. Different sorts of relationships come to the surface, I think, on Christmas Day.
But it's still love. You know, it all boils down. It doesn't matter what kind of relationship it was.
Absolutely. Yep.
I feel the same way on Christmas. You know, I think about my grandmother, and it makes me sad that she's not there, but I also kind of reminisce all the stuff that we used to do, and, you know.
So what did you do that was the highlight of your day yesterday?
It was a strange day, actually. I thought it would be nice and relaxed, but, you know, best laid plans.
Your family? Nice and relaxed? Please.
On Christmas Eve, I made stroganoff and dumplings, which is kind of a Czech thing that we do. And sauerkraut and the whole nine yards. And so we had a really nice dinner. I had most of my family over. My aunt, who had a brain tumor this year, came over and just, she looked incredible. And it was really, really nice to have everybody together.
That's the way it's supposed to be. Get everybody together, friends, family, spend time with them, sit around, yak, have a couple of drinks maybe, good food, maybe a new sweater or something like that. And
it's so much less about the gifts now, though.
Yeah,
as you get older, it
for people who think about it, but for those who think they have to get into the machine of give, you get yourself. There are a couple of things that are very dramatic this year in terms of buying, giving, gifting. Certainly the situation with Target has caused millions and millions, tens of millions of people to be uneasy about their credit cards just before Christmas. And the fact that UPS and FedEx failed to deliver in time for the holidays upset a lot of people. No gifts under the tree for some. UPS just said they can't handle it. So I'm going to guess that there's going to be the Amazon business about drones. Amazon is UPS's biggest customer, with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars in the offing, and they can't handle it. Specific reason for the delays was not given. Icy weather conditions near distribution hubs maybe were to blame, but there were others that speculated the short shopping time between Thanksgiving and Christmas led to the criticism that's been aimed at UPS, and they couldn't handle it. Whatever it is, UPS said, yep, we had a real problem. FedEx shared the blame for the holiday that wasn't, saying, quote, we're sorry that there could be delays. We're contacting affected customers who have shipments available for pickup. They were expecting people, if they couldn't deliver it around, they call them up and say, okay, you want your stuff, come get it at the FedEx distribution center, which isn't exactly delivering.
It's not quite convenient.
No. So, anyway, but they have succumbed to being too big. I'm looking at some of the company's input on their Facebook pages. Let's see here. UPS sucks, wrote Kip on a post on the company's Facebook page. Let's see here. They fail. They suck, suck, suck. Came from somebody else named Terry Martin in Phoenix. Thanks for taking my money, ruining my son's Christmas, and taking days off to avoid dealing with desperate customers trying to get. Apparently, the communication at FedEx was horrible. So they're going to deserve all the bad publicity they get from it. That's the way I look at it. You do a good job. People compliment you, as was the case with me doing the program yesterday. I don't mean that sounds self-serving, but thank you for recognizing it. If it wasn't really, I slept a couple of hours once I get to Los Angeles, got up, did the program, slept a couple more hours, went over to my daughter's, had breakfast and Christmas, and got in a car and drove back to the airport and came home. Slept a couple hours on the plane. I don't feel like I'm any the worse for wear. I went to visit the people that I care about.
You sound actually less tired than me.
Had a couple of good meals on the plane. All set. Anyway, find things to be thankful for yet again today. Can you do that? Open up your heart and your head as you start your day. Be thinking about all of the good things you have to be thankful for from Christmas. And so you didn't get a gift because UPS screwed up or because FedEx, that's not the end of the world. It just means that maybe the delay is a good thing because it causes you to be more appreciative of
and
extends Christmas a little bit.
Love that.
Isn't that good? That's cool. So let's look at it that way. A lot of bad weather in Michigan and Maine yesterday left people without power for Christmas. There was absolutely no bad weather anywhere in the country today, and looks like the next 4 or 5 days are clear all across the country. So that'd be nice for people to have to travel back from where they have been. Today would be a busy drive day and a busy busy day back at the stores. Return to Santa. Yeah, da, da, return to Santa. All right. I think that's probably enough of that. And maybe many other things. But it's nice to have some time to focus on all the great things that happened to you and yours, hopefully, yesterday on Christmas. Didn't keep people from talking about Target or Duck Dynasty. Man, that still is. And the Pope had some nice words. We'll talk about that, I think, in the...
What a combo. The Pope, Target, and Duck Dynasty.
Right, yeah. 18 after on Good Day.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at L1226-15. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
Talk about easy money. It's Old Navy's best after-holiday sale ever. Now through New Year's Eve, get up to 75% off throughout the store. It doesn't get easier than this. Old Navy's famous jeans are also on sale. $19 for adults, $10 for kids. Now through New Year's Eve, only at Old Navy. Valid on select styles only in participating stores. While supplies last, excludes gift cards.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from the Boston Mass. It was Boston.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Once upon a time.
You make rehearsals fun.
Once upon a time in a land far away.
We help you with your cough. You hem her costume for opening night. We took away your congestion.
The end.
You give your budding actress a standing ovation. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do...
Mom, how did I do?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold. Use as directed.
It's 21 minutes past the hour on Good Day.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
People exchange all of their presents when they get cufflinks and cheer pets. No one wants fashions purchased at Walmart. Grab your receipt and stand in line to exchange underwear made out of mesh. Just exchange the new CD from John Tesh. Just exchange. Please exchange.
Is there a new CD this year from John Tesh?
I don't know.
People exchange.
I like this song.
Stupid presents. Your mother-in-law just gave you a month.
Santa Claus.
They bought you a small but your
made the trip. There are a lot of people who are out there. Even now, the stores have opened up early today, I think, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer, to deal with exchanges, things.
Yeah, it'll be a zoo there today. And plus, everybody starts clearing things out. The winter clearance starts, so the sales will be going. You know what was so nice driving home yesterday is just that all the stores and everything were just shut down, and it was quiet.
Yeah. Walmart opened, the drugstores. If you need the last-minute presents, the place to go is the local drugstore or...
Ours was closed. You had to go to 7-Eleven.
Walgreens was closed? Really?
Rite Aid.
Rite Aid was closed.
Mm-hmm.
The one next to the studio?
Yeah.
Oh, really? And the Ralph's was closed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There were a lot of... you're right about that. There were gas stations were open, so you go in and find things there.
That's some beef jerky for Mom.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Perfect. All right. So in Florida... Yesterday, it was kind of fun. There was a group of a couple of hundred Santas who were in Cocoa Beach, maybe because of our friend in Melbourne, John Harper, who runs WMEL. Maybe either he does or there are some listeners who actually went down to watch these Santa impersonators diving into the ocean. Largest surf and Santa charity event ever, supposedly. It was just north of Cocoa Beach, from what I understand. And we have the story at DougStefan.com. This thing started a couple of years ago. The organizer, with his children, were amused by a Nissan commercial that featured Santas on surfboards. He and his two children imitated the video, and it started from there. There were 19 surfers dressed as Saint Nick. And then 84 surfers a couple of years ago, 159 surfers last year, 210 dressed up in all manner of Christmas characters, elves, Mrs. Claus, and the like, participating in Florida yesterday. Onlookers grew so large that the mayor of Cocoa Beach said that they're considering moving the event from behind the oceanside home of this one person to downtown Cocoa Beach to accommodate the crowds. So that's kind of, I was thinking about, all right, what do we see? What to my wondering eyes does appear but a Santa on a sleigh board or whatever, on a surfboard? Let's go surfing now, everybody.
Hey, there's that Beach Boys Christmas tune.
There is?
It's Little Saint Nick, Little Saint Nick. That one?
Yeah, but what's that got to do with...
Well, it's the Beach Boys. I think surfing, Santas, Beach Boys, you know.
We had yesterday a run-through of the 20 or so most popular Christmas songs, and I had the history, the background of them, and I intended to just do it for an hour, but because we had the opportunity and people were curious about it, I sort of strung it out through the course of the day, but that first hour we had, I think, six or seven, Michael, didn't we have six or seven songs that we played? Unusual, because that's not what this program is about. We're not a music program, although I'm happy to take some music and sort of twist it and turn it around for lessons or for emotions or experiences or things that we can all relate to. I think that's why you have those, the parodies, Return to Santa, or this one we just heard that was a takeoff on The Doors. So all of these things put together, the bottom line is if you saw a bunch of Santas and you were on the beach in Florida and they were out surfing, you'd be smiling about that.
You'd pay attention, for sure.
Yeah, pay a lot of attention to it. It's kind of one of those fun things. And what we need in our lives, certainly, is much more fun. And that's one of the things that I'm aiming for in this new year. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. Improving ethanol production efficiencies in concert with new farming technologies means the energy benefits of ethanol continue to grow. In recent research, the U.S. Department of Agriculture determined ethanol's energy balance to be 1.7 to 2.3. That's to say, today's ethanol production yields nearly twice as much energy as it took to create the gallon. Also, ethanol's chemical composition means a more complete, cleaner burn of fuel in vehicle engines. Increasing ethanol use in gasoline is directly leading to cleaner air and fewer toxic tailpipe emissions. In 2011, ethanol use reduced tailpipe CO2 equivalent emissions by 25.3 metric tons, equivalent to the emissions of 4 million vehicles. I'm Bobby Likas with 20 facts about ethanol, brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association.
Fortune 500 companies choose Royal Purple Lubricants to protect and improve the performance of their multi-million dollar equipment. The same high-performance technology is also available for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or ATV. Royal Purple enhances performance and provides superior protection for anything wrapped in metal. Royal Purple is the performance oil that outperforms. For independent tests and endorsements that document Royal Purple benefits, go to royalpurple.com. That's royalpurple.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Program at 33 after the hour. Dudley with Jennifer and Roberta. Kenny is off today. Richie will be back sometime after the first of the year. So here we are focusing on the issues of the day, things that people are talking about other than Christmas and delivery and things, all things Duck Dynasty-ish. The Russians. Interesting couple of stories that may or may not affect you. I noticed some Russian scientists say Yasser Arafat died of natural causes. That flies in the face of the story that was around, a couple of weeks ago, that he was poisoned by radioactive plutonium. They say there's no indication that the Palestinian leader was poisoned by anything. That's what the Russians say. Can we trust the Russians? Who thinks we can? All those in favor, say aye.
Say da.
Da. A Russian passenger ship has become trapped in a remote area of the Antarctic, been stuck there for a couple of days. Why is a passenger ship in the Antarctic?
You mean like a cruise ship, like a sightseeing ship?
74 people are aboard the ship, Roberta. 53 of them are explorers and tourists. According to the Australian Maritime Safety Authority. So the Antarctic is it's the South Pole, not the North Pole. And they're now trying to coordinate some kind of response to get an icebreaker in there. I'm looking at a picture. We ought to post this probably. The ship is 100 nautical miles east of the French Antarctic. The base there is Dumont d'Urville. All the people aboard spent Christmas Day trapped. There is, I'm looking at some of the people who have been identified. There are some Americans on this. And if you look, there's a very interesting, I always love these maps that give you a really strong idea of where they are. And you look at the southern part of the ocean. It's a funny, when you think about, this is just human nature, I guess. When you think about being on the Antarctic, people think of walking upside down.
Right. Because you're upside down on the globe.
Because you're upside down.
Really?
Yeah.
Of course. Don't you? Come on.
No, I don't.
It's downhill from New York if you're going to the South Pole. try to get from there back up. It's tough. All uphill.
Yeah. The other thing is, imagine yourself in either up on the Arctic Circle or down the Antarctic and being around this cold. The average temperature this time of year is 32 to 34 degrees below zero.
Piece of cake.
And the wind factor is 140, 150 miles an hour.
I don't even know what that feels
like.
How
do you survive in that sort of reality? How do you? I think that's what they're worried about.
Like skin freezes in like 30 seconds or something.
Oh, yeah,
like
exactly. Yeah. Anything that's exposed freezes like that.
And cracks off?
Yeah.
Unless you're a penguin.
Right. Man, those poor things.
They're cute.
Yeah,
and they're fine. They don't know any different.
From the there were people who were talking about the violence yesterday in Afghanistan. One of the things that came about, this is pretty outrageous. I don't know what to do with this other than just sort of make the statement. there were guns that were taken by U.S. soldiers from the insurgents who either left or were killed, and 17 of the 30 guns that they got were made in America.
Oh.
The Taliban using guns made in America, made in California, in a matter of fact.
Look, if they don't steal them, we give them to somebody, you know? Come on.
What do you mean by that?
We give guns to people all the time, to people that are considered to be our enemies.
Well,
it's no surprise that they'd fall into the
wrong
Taliban.
Hand. Right,
yeah.
That's what we've done in Syria. We've given a lot of weaponry.
We've armed rebels all over the place.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Silent night, dark night for people who are left without electricity because of the storms in the northern UP. The weather's been good over most of the 48 states the last couple of 3 days. It looks like it's going to be good for the next 4 or 5 days. In fact, a little cloudiness, maybe a little snow shower activity, Roberta, where you are and where I am. How do you feel? This is the end of the year now. We get to the point of people asking themselves, or I'm going to ask you, point blank, how do you feel about 2013? How have you felt? There's a poll out, and there'll be tons of these, a big story of the year. What are you anticipating for 2014? I saw this headline this morning, Americans optimistic about 2014. Duh. Really? What do you want us to be negative about? Oh, the world's going to fall apart. There are plenty of things to be concerned about, but I'm not so worried about that because we're still in 2013.
Yeah, and if you start the new year and you think it's going to be a terrible year, God love you.
Right.
You have to start the new year thinking it's going to be better than the one before, right?
46% of the respondents to this poll feel this year was about the same as it was last year and the year before.
Huh.
Let's see, 20% say it was worse. 32% said it was better. And there are all kinds of indicators. How is your personal life? How is your financial health and well-being? How is your health in general? You know, those sorts of things are the questions that are always asked.
This is a difficult year for me.
How so?
I don't know. I just started the year having that weird, like, allergy thing that kind of got me out of left field.
Yeah.
My aunt was sick. It wasn't necessarily great for my personal relationship. It was just a tough year, I think. But it was a learning year, so it opted from the
optimist
side.
So what's the most important thing you learned this past year, then?
I think that, because I know this is surprising, I tend to be a control freak, and I want everybody to, like, I want to fix people. And you can't really fix people, even though I want to. I do it from a place of love. It's not a place of arrogance. Like, I just want people around me, the people that I love, to be happy, and I want to try to help them get there.
But you can't.
But you can't. You can't be invested in that. You have to.
You need to
start with yourself.
You do. You have to.
And so I think. I think that's what I learned probably the most this year.
Mm-hmm. That's good, Roberta. What is the most important thing? Most important lesson you learned in 2013.
Go to bed earlier.
She's a genius, this one over here. I love that lesson.
I've heard that from a woman who's in my life. Got to get to bed earlier.
And oh, yeah.
And I think that's true. And by the way, she was never really a late-night person anyway, but there are, especially when you get into the age where you are and the age where she is, the point of what happens to a woman's body that takes a whole lot out of it. And that was a discussion we were having, actually, was it yesterday or the day before, I don't remember, earlier this week, about what men don't really understand about women.
So many things.
Well, but then I started asking, because she has animals and I have animals, mm-hmm. I wondered out loud whether cows and horses go through menopause. Like,
I don't know. You all have cows. You should know that.
Well, I don't know.
In a way, because your cows are only, they can only reproduce for so long, correct?
Yeah. Well, they stop, but it depends. Normally, we'll get 8 or 9 lactations out of a good, healthy cow, which would mean by the time the cow retired, she might be 12, 14, 15 years of age and have another 4 to 7 years worthwhile in her life. But I don't know what's going on with her system. At that point, this is an ignorant question, maybe. If you're in menopause, can you get pregnant?
Yes.
You can.
Once you're done, though, once you're done with menopause, you usually cannot.
You should wait a couple of years.
Matthew, who's Megan's husband, told me a story yesterday. His mother apparently was told that she had early signs of uterine cancer, and she had not had any babies. So her husband and she worked quickly to have children, and they had three. Bing, bing, bing.
Really?
Wow. Yep. And she then, as soon as she, when Matthew was born, she had a hysterectomy. Never showed any signs. The cancer never got to a point of actually presenting itself. But, you know, a lot of people, and I, Megan and I, because we were talking about menopause, and I had forgotten that Tony, when she had breast cancer, part of what they told her she had to do is get, is to have a hysterectomy. Because apparently all of that stuff that's going on in your system that is indicated by the menopause can take its toll on if there's any cancer in the system.
A lot of hormones.
Yeah, right, exactly. Woof. Don't we know that? 888-302.
Our best friend and our worst nightmare.
Okay, here's the statement from FedEx. Everybody ready?
About hormones?
But getting pregnant.
No, about the delivery. The fact is, this is FedEx statement on shipping delays. Quote, the fact is FedEx was projected to handle 275 million shipments.
Wow.
In the shortened holiday season. See, there it is. That's the word shortened. They're blaming it on the fact there was a week less between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year than there have been in recent years. And they operated with, they say, a very high service level, but still not enough time to get everything delivered.
But what about the people who order things last minute, Doug? Isn't it their fault, too, for waiting for the last minute?
You know what? Here's the thing with me. You know that I'm not interested in fixing the blame. I'm more interested in fixing the problem. And so I don't, I guess if you wait till the last minute, I mean, we were encouraging people, three or four different products that I advertised on Monday, we said, hey, order it today or get it tomorrow. Is that realistic now when you consider that the mail takes, I had a letter sent to me, a check, in fact, from a town outside of Albany on Monday. And it will take until either today or tomorrow for it to be delivered. Same thing is true with stuff. I mean, I used to get when my checks would come from New York, Roberta, overnight, 2 days. Now, it's very common for it to take 4 or 5 days to get from New York to where I am.
Really?
Suburban. Yeah. And so, you know, the whole system, perhaps, is just so complex. We're expecting so much. We've been led to expect the technology and the way they run their businesses will be perfect. They aren't perfect. And so to give them their due, it might be that it's easy to take a shot at them, and I might sound like a jerk because I'm saying, look at what these guys did. Yeah, people's Christmas was spoiled. Roberta is right. Don't wait till the last minute, number one. You're responsible for that. And number two, are these people, well, are we expecting them to be like God?
Well,
do we expect them to be perfect? They aren't. It can't be. It's a system that's built on technology and whether automotive stuff works, trucks drive, if it's cold, there are problems with the fuel, all of those things.
But you're getting at the fact that they advertise that they can get it there, so they ought not advertise if they don't think that they can. But I will, I actually do buy that excuse that Christmas, the season was so much shorter this year. It did sneak up on a lot of people because things, I mean, we just lost a week of what we normally would have to shop. I think it really, it didn't sink in with a lot of people until it was too late.
Yeah, that may be. All right, so anyway, as we cover a number of things that are going on in your mind, most interested in how this year has been, as you look back on it, maybe a rhetorical question. Think about it as you go through your day today or the rest of the year before you get to 2014. Can you even say that? Think about how this year is. Think about what you have to be thankful for. Think about the good things. Come up with one, two, three, maybe four things. I like to do this at the end of the day. What's gone right today and why did it go right? What's gone right for you this year and why did it go right? Good exercise. Think about it. 15 before the hour on Good Day. Television report up next on the Good Day program.
At the Sears New Year's celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah. Up to 25% off all 10 more appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year's celebration and get up to 25% off all 10 more appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at all 1226 or 15. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
About easy money. It's Old Navy's best after holiday sale ever. Now through New Year's Eve, get up to 75% off throughout the store. It doesn't get easier than this. Old Navy's famous jeans are also on sale. $19 for adults, $10 for kids. Now through New Year's Eve, only at Old Navy. Valid on select styles only in participating stores. While supplies last, excludes gift cards.
Ski jumping has always been one of the most thrilling extreme sports, but women have never been allowed to participate alongside their male counterparts at the highest level. After pushing for their rightful place on sport's biggest stage, the team will compete in Russia 2014. Female ski jumper Jessica Jerome comments,
"This is the first time that girls have been allowed to compete at that level, and when you meet people and you tell people that, they think about it and they say, you know what, you're right, but I never really realized it."
Although it's the first year the girls will be competing on the world stage, they're used to training hard and recovering effectively after tough workouts to get to the next workouts even stronger. Female ski jumper Abby Hughes talks about why she incorporates low-fat chocolate milk into her recovery.
Chocolate milk is great for that because it does have good protein. It does have good carbs that you need to have for your body to be rejuvenated and to actually gain something from your workout.
More than 20 studies now support the benefits of chocolate milk for post-exercise recovery. For more info, visit gotchocolatemilk.com.
We made Tylenol cold to help keep you going this winter.
Once upon a time.
You make rehearsals fun.
Once upon a time in a land far away.
We helped you with your cough. You hem her costume for opening night. We took away your congestion.
The end.
You give your budding actress a standing ovation. Tylenol cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do...
Mom, how did I do?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol cold. Use as directed.
Jen Jen has the update on the, this is the day the 10 greatest television series of all time has been listed, at least according to TV Guide.
If I were creative, I would do this as a song, but I'm not that bad. I'm not that good. So here we go. TV Guide celebrating its 60th anniversary. They've compiled a list of the 60 greatest TV series of all time, and I think the list will surprise you. We won't bore you with all 60, but let's start at number 10. The Simpsons.
Number 10.
Thank you, big voice announcer.
Right, you can do this. Yeah,
the Simpsons are at number 10.
The Simpsons are at number 10. Okay.
Number nine. Okay, well, I'm just going to go through this. Breaking Bad. Number 8 is MASH. Number 7, The Mary Tyler Moore Show. Number 6, The Wire. Really?
People
number 6 of
that,
all
yeah.
time, The Wire.
Nah.
Number 5, The Twilight Zone. Okay.
Okay.
Number 4, All in the Family.
Okay.
Number 3, I Love Lucy. Hello, that's clearly number 1. Number 2, Seinfeld. And number 1, The Sopranos.
All right, so both of the HBO shows, The Wire and The Sopranos, were well done, to be sure. What are they using as the criteria for this list of the greatest TV series of all time?
That's not clear, viewership. But it's put together by the editors. I think probably critical acclaim, viewership, longevity. I would imagine it's a combination of
The Sopranos is not the greatest television series.
No, it was great, but not great. Great.
All right.
Also not great right now is Charlie Sheen. The manager who's been representing Charlie for 16 years has reportedly quit his job with the actor, as has his publicist. Think that's telling? This is according to The Hollywood Reporter this week. Both Mark Berg and Larry Solters, his publicist, notified Sheen last week that they were out. And I don't know. They said that they love Charlie. He's a great guy, but they're just looking for new opportunities, which means, hey, you're crazy. We got to go. They're getting rid of that cash cow. All right. Glee news. Glee creator Ryan Murphy reveals in the new issue of Entertainment Weekly that he always knew how the Fox show would end and that the late Corey Monteith played a big part in it. He said, quote, "The ending of Glee is something I've never shared with anyone, but I always knew it. I've always relied on it as a source of comfort and North Star." And he read an excerpt from Murphy's eulogy for Corey, which he shared with the magazine as well. At the end of season 6, Leah Michelle's Rachel was going to become a big Broadway star, the role she was born to play. Finn was going to have become a teacher, settled down happily in Ohio, a piece of his choice, and there you go. Now, speaking of Leah Michelle, she reportedly wants a new job at the X Factor.
What about that? 51 after on Good Day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
So many Christmas Day stories, including an incredible life-saving effort by an L.A. cop. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters, Christmas Day, from the Vatican, where Pope Francis celebrated his first Christmas Day Mass as Pope, to services held across the country for thousands of families from Michigan to Maine and north of the border to Toronto. It was a Christmas without power, as utility crews continue to make repairs following last weekend's massive ice storm. We also have the story of a life-saving rescue from Los Angeles. Happened yesterday. Donald Thompson, an L.A. Police Department bomb squad officer, just happened to be driving by on the 405 freeway when he saw a commotion. He stopped, got out of his car, and a bunch of Good Samaritans led him to a burning car.
I felt hands just grab me, and they start pulling me over to K-Rail, and I heard some people screaming, the car's going to explode, it's on fire, it's going to blow up.
Officer Thompson saw an elderly man inside the car.
He only had maybe 10 to 15 seconds to be saved.
And so, the officer broke the driver's side window, unbuckled the seatbelt, and pulled the driver to safety.
Just out of the grace of God, I was there, and we had some Good Samaritans there, and he made it.
The driver suffered moderate injuries. He's expected to survive. As for Officer Thompson, he said the actions he took were instinctive, and he does not consider himself to be a hero. True heroes always say the same thing. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off for L1226-15. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Wall Street back in action today after a day off on Christmas, and stocks will start out at some new record highs, the Dow gaining 62 points in a shortened trading session this past Tuesday to 16,357, S&P up 5 to 1833, NASDAQ picked up 6 points on Tuesday. Retailers across the country could very well see a stampede today. stampede of shoppers, that is. You have all those exchanges and returns, of course, and stores are offering some big after-Christmas deals. Among them, Walmart, saying it's marking down thousands of items, 25 to 50%. Target, which was hit by that huge credit and debit card breach, is offering some toys at half off and 40% discounts on many apparel items. Meanwhile, UPS says its customers who didn't get their packages in time for Christmas will receive them today or tomorrow. UPS experienced delivery delays due to the high volume of packages and a late overflow that resulted from a shorter shopping and mailing season between Thanksgiving and Christmas. FedEx also had some delays for the same reason. Closing notes. First, Nassau County, Long Island, New York, where police provided an assist with a Christmas Eve delivery. A pregnant woman went into labor in the parking lot of a bank. An ambulance was called, but the baby was in a rush. Karen Hollander gave birth on the way to the hospital in the ambulance. Her hubby, Roger, said he was in a state of shock when he arrived separately at the hospital.
People were saying congratulations. I didn't know what for, and I ran into the emergency room and saw Karen holding baby Alexandra, and I almost fainted myself.
For the Hollanders, this is their first daughter. The couple has four sons. And finally, just one more note about Christmas gifts, specifically the ones we gave our children. Nothing like the jubilant anticipation of a child opening a gift. And the folks at Toys R Us say among their most popular toys this year, remember Tickle Me Elmo? This time it was Big Hugs Elmo.
Elmo loves giving you hugs.
Does Elmo do anything else?
Let's pretend we're horses.
Okay.
Clippity-clap.
That should get old in a hurry. And for the kid at heart, we have the Uglies. These really ugly electronic hand puppets that make all kinds of disgusting sounds when you squeeze the hand. The loud belt's always good for a giggle. I can only hope that is somebody blowing their nose. Who needs Uglies when you have husbands and dads across the country making these sounds without squeezing anything? I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Happy Honda days are here. That means you could unwrap a great deal on a 2014 Accord. Not only is it from KBB.com's best value brand, but it's packed with standard features like hands-free calling. Think that sounds good? Feast your ears on this holiday power ballad from Michael Bolton. Special during Happy Honda Days. See your Honda dealer today.
Based on 2013 brand image awards from Cali Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.